Let me tell you what happened to a couple I know. They were attending a church whose doctrine was perfectly sound. There were gifted, well-educated Sunday school teachers and others in leadership who could organize and delegate, really get things done. Things looked great, but something was missing. When the couple went to a monthly fellowship dinner, it was just like going to a service club party or a school reunion. Nobody talked about the Lord. Nobody asked for prayer. No one related what God was doing in their lives. They might as well have gone to a PTA supper or a neighborhood potluck. So they decided to begin a Bible study group in their home with one other couple. But before the first meeting, the word had spread and six couples actually began the study. They met together once a week, and what they discovered was true Christian fellowship in a personal study and discussion of the Bible. Much of my early growth as a new believer came from such a gathering. There were six of us. We met each week to discuss a passage of Scripture. Each of us had studied the passage the week before our time together. The first 10 minutes were spent checking each other on memory verses. We split up into twos. I looked at the verses while my partner quoted them to me. We wanted them to be word perfect with the reference given before and after the verse. Then my partner checked me on my verses. We all then gathered together and opened the Bible to discuss the chapter we had studied for that week. I noticed an interesting thing that happened during those discussions. No matter how much time I spent in preparation, I always learned something new because the other people in the study had seen things I had missed. If you've never experienced this kind of fellowship, meeting together in the name of Christ around the open Bible, let me suggest you try it. Ask the Lord to put you in touch with a few others who want to do personal Bible study. You too can be like the Bereans in Acts 17 who searched the Scriptures with great eagerness of mind. And remember, your study is not purely academic, but personal, that the Word of God might be a light for your walk of daily discipleship. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.